Gonna do
over to the regular.
The class.
Yeah.
On the oracle of loving. Yeah. You can hold that if you want to. This is about the spiritual heart, and this is actually the last chakra that we'll be working with. So this is the second to the last class. The last oracle is the oracle of, what is the last oracle? Transcendence.
There you go.
This one is the oracle of the spiritual heart, which is the sphere that's sometimes shown above the head, and then in the meditation we move it back down into in through the upper heart, and it actually goes down right behind the heart. You can actually feel, there's a place that you can feel, just like you can feel the seat of the soul in the center of the head, you can feel another sort of seat of the soul that is right, just kind of right behind the heart. You can actually feel that if you focus in meditation. Okay. The symbol for this is a heart, and the color is a very light pinkish white color. And the aspects you're working with there are in the cross, part of the cross, the part that goes across the cross, is consuming and creating. The down part of the cross is awareness, and the up part of the cross is love. Okay, and I just want to kind of make a correlation here between the first oracle and this oracle, because this is basically the last of the chakra oracles. So there's a real correlation with the first shall be last and the last shall be first. The first chakra and the eighth chakra are very similar. The base chakra is the cross, is receiving and giving. And this is consuming and creating. Okay? So if you just look at that energetically, the receiving is the same as the consuming. Only the aspect of consuming is just not conscious. It's much easier to, when you visualize receiving, it's much easier to see it as a physical outer thing. But when we say consuming, there is an experience of assimilating into our own energies. Okay? And the same thing with creating. The law of creation is as you give, so shall you receive. And here we have this giving on this level and creating on this level. So the basic difference is on this level it's receiving and giving, and on this level it's receiving and giving with consciousness, which is consuming and creating. Okay. Now the down part is awareness on the spiritual heart, and in the base chakra, it's desire, it's wanting. Let's look at the correlation here. Awareness, to be in pure awareness, is simply to be in pure receptivity. Okay. And all we've done with desire is to interpret the receptive frequency of our consciousness as wanting something. We just attach it. But in truth, desire and awareness, pure desire and pure awareness, are the same thing. They're just the receptive dimension of our human experience. And the difference is, on this level here, our relationship to that experience is much more pure. In other words, Barb?
That's the, on the four words for me, that was the wanting and loving, was the cross. The up and down part?
Up and down part. Mm-hmm. So can I use it to move to another level while I'm doing this? Because it's just a higher dimension of that, right?
With the four words, just use the four words, and they do what they do. You don't really have to understand what they're doing, and you don't have to really do anything with it. It's kind of like dialing a telephone number.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have desire on this level and awareness on this level. Okay. Then you have letting go on the base chakra and loving. Okay. And letting go is just the process of letting go. And loving is actually the same thing. Because spirit flows through us naturally as long as we're not holding back. And so there's a real profound correlation between those two that had absolutely nothing to do with the original construct of how it got put together at all. Didn't have anything to do with that at all. It just was something that later on we looked at it and went, oh, wow, this is really neat the way that works. The attunement in the prayer that relates to this center, there's several of them. And one is the attunement to God, the Father, the energy aspect of spirit. Another is thy will be done. Okay. And another is the attunement to the glory of spirit, which is the love of spirit. And that last one is actually really the attunement that primarily relates to this level, which is the glory, which is spirit's love, the love of spirit. So, any questions about that? Okay, so when we're doing this tonight, it's going to be just a simple in-breath and an out-breath. I am consuming. I am creating. I am aware. And I am loving. And we'll go up through it first with the cross polarities, consuming and creating. And then we'll go with awareness and loving. And then we'll go through all four of them together.
Okay. Yeah. Can I just ask, because I wasn't here last week?
Yeah.
What were the four last week?
The four, the ones for the crown are controlling, liberating, controlling, liberating, accomplishing, and freedom. And these two actually go with this one, and this one are part of one being. That would be the crown as in the prayer. It's like our Father. So it's like this is our identity part, where the ego really likes to take control of this area, okay? And that's about controlling and liberating. See, in a pure sense, controlling is about focusing your attention in the highest possible way and liberating your spirit from the confines of this world. In the ego sense, it's about being in control on that side, and about being a savior on this side. So what they've done with Jesus is they've translated him into an aspect of ego as the savior. It's like the ultimate ego trip. I mean, it really is. And all of our egos go, no way, I am. We don't need no stinking savior. Right? The ego cannot...
The Christian coalition, of course.
Yeah. Accomplishment is also a major issue with ego and identity. We're known by what we do. And so is freedom a major issue of ego. And so that would be the body part where you can feel how all the energy gets held there. Okay? And then the consciousness of that part, like the conscious mind of that, is consuming and creating, aware and loving. And there's such a wholeness in this particular center because it is the last center. You just feel it. I'm consuming, I'm creating, I'm aware, I'm loving. I mean, it's just every single thing, every single issue that you could possibly imagine is contained within those dynamics. I'm consuming, I'm creating, I'm aware, I'm loving. There's such a wholeness and such a completion there. And it begins with such a primal aspect, which is consuming. It's the most primal aspect of our nature. And it ends with the highest aspect, which is loving. I mean, it's just really all there.
So do you tie these two together? Is that what you're saying in this meditation?
No, they'll be tied together next week and the week after.
So bummed. I'm gonna be in Florida.
Well, we'll have the tape. Okay. Any other questions on this? It's kind of challenging because there's not that much to say about it. I mean, it's really the higher you go, especially. There's more to say about this center, the lower aspects of the two centers, than there is the higher. But when you get especially to this one, it's just so simple. It's just very, very simple. And again, one of the things that you can use that will really help you in a tune as you're going through these is to visualize yourself as a flame. Because, you know, and so here's the flame consuming, okay? And it allows you to really attune to the pure consuming energy of your nature, like a flame. And the flame is creating what? Light and heat? And so are we. So attuning to that aspect of us that creates light and heat raises our frequency around creating considerably. Awareness. I mean, when you look at the flame, it emanates awareness. It just emanates awareness, and loving. So. That's it. That's it. Yep, that's all, folks. Yep.